Alright folks, buckle up. Today's episode of ADHD Focus is diving deep into something crucial, something that can truly revolutionize your journey, cultivating self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly battling against this internal whirlwind? Like you're failing at life, even when you're putting in the effort? You know that feeling, right? Well, guess what? That relentless inner critic isn't helping anyone. In fact, it's likely sabotaging your progress. So, we're flipping the script today. We're talking about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend struggling with something similar. Now, self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting things slide. It's about recognizing that we're all human, and we all stumble sometimes. Especially as ADHD folks. We've got these incredible brains wired for innovation and creativity, but they also come with a unique set of challenges. Instead of beating ourselves up when things get tough, self-compassion encourages us to pause, acknowledge our struggles, and offer ourselves words of support and encouragement. Think about it like this. Imagine your best friend was feeling overwhelmed by a task. Would you berate them for struggling? Or would you offer a listening ear, maybe even some helpful tips? You'd probably say something like, "Hey, I know this is tough, but you've got this. Just take it one step at a time." That's exactly what self-compassion is all about, being that supportive friend to ourselves. So, how do we actually cultivate this self-compassion? Number 1, mindful observation. Start by paying attention to your inner dialogue. Are you constantly criticizing yourself, using harsh language, or dwelling on mistakes? This awareness is the first step towards changing those negative patterns. Next up, acknowledge your humanity. Remember that everyone struggles, even the seemingly perfect people you see on social media. Their highlight reels don't tell the whole story. We're all in this together, navigating life's ups and downs. It's okay to not have it all figured out. Number 3, offer yourself kind words. When those self-critics start roaring, counter them with words of kindness and encouragement. Instead of, "I'm such a failure," try, "This is challenging, but I'm learning and growing." Small changes in language can make a huge difference. Think about it like this. You wouldn't talk to your dog like that, right? So why treat yourself any differently? Show yourself the same love, patience, and understanding you'd offer your furry companion. Number 4. Practice gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, no matter how small, can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple joys. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny sky, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Gratitude is like a superpower that can help us navigate even the toughest times. And finally, number 5, be patient. Cultivating self-compassion takes time and effort. There will be days when you slip up, but don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently acknowledge it and keep practicing. Every small step towards greater kindness counts. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's constantly struggling with procrastination. She sets out to create a new logo for her client, but she gets overwhelmed by the details and ends up scrolling through social media for hours. She feels guilty, frustrated, and like a failure. But then, instead of berating herself, Sarah takes a deep breath and reminds herself that everyone procrastinates sometimes. She acknowledges her struggle without judgment and decides to break down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks. By practicing self-compassion, she reduces her anxiety, regains focus, and ultimately completes the project successfully. See? It's not magic, it's about shifting your mindset. It's about recognizing that setbacks are a natural part of the journey and they don't define us. Remember folks, self-compassion is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Especially when navigating the unique challenges of ADHD. It's about embracing our imperfections, celebrating our strengths, and showing ourselves the same kindness and understanding we'd offer anyone else struggling. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and rock this ADHD thing. Don't forget to share your thoughts, stories, and experiences on social media using the hashtag ADHDFocus. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.